previously on The Dark.
What kind of father doesn't even go looking for his own son?
What are you saying, Pastor?
I'm saying it's time to go find Daniel.
You're talking about walking right into the center of hell, right into The Dark's front yard.
All right, listen up. Stay sharp. We don't know what we're going to run into out there.
Mike, Peter, hold up!
We need to hide right now. Right now.
Wait, hide from what?
I don't know.
How did they know we were here, Jeremy?
What?
In the woods. You said to run. How did you know?
They will find you, Pastor. They'll find all of you.
You all right?
Are you lost?
Who are you?
Please, we just need to rest.
Lucian would like to have a couple words with you.
I know who you are. Peter, father of Daniel, who is in the Keep of the Dark. We've been expecting you.
Boys, give me a few minutes with the professor. Congregation shrinking.
It is only through sacrifice that we will bring about the new world.
Ever think about gluing the heads back on the right bodies? I mean, this is a little strange. Yeah, I didn't figure.
How can I help you, besides the obvious?
Yeah, you always have an option. Same way I have an option to have these guys put a few rounds through your head. Of course, thoughts never crossed my mind because I thought that man Willis. Now there's a guy that knows when to play ball. He might be useful to us one day.
I do not serve your master. What I do here is work that will end his reign and bring about
the new world. And see here now, I thought you were just some harmless, crazy old man cutting the heads off of plastic dolls. You know, Willis, over the years, I've come to enjoy our little visits. I thought we had formed a relationship of sorts, a trust. And since I can trust you, I know you would never keep anything from me, would you?
I owe you. Nothing.
Okay. Oh, Willis. Oh. I know they were here. I can smell the fear in the air.
For on the day that the Lord shall return.
Stop! Stop it! When did they leave? And where did they go?
A light from heaven shall shine down. The clouds will fall.
Wrong answer.
And he shall.
you get any sleep?
No. These dreams are getting stranger.
So is reality. What was that last night?
I'm not sure. Something about it seemed...
creepy?
It was... familiar.
Yeah, from a horror movie, maybe.
I can't explain it, but... I feel like I've seen it somewhere before.
Something coming back to you?
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. It's like it's... it's right there. Right in front of me, but... it's blurry.
Yeah, well... blurry or not, we better get moving. Sun's up.
Get moving. Where are we gonna go?
I don't know. Making this up as we go.
Some things just never change, huh?
Nine hours. You know we've been here for 9 hours?
At least we're getting some rest.
Just really hope we get our weapons back.
Yeah, but they say they know me, and then they know Daniel, and they put us in this thing, and then they say nothing.
Relax, Peter. People like this have their ways. They'll see you when they're ready to see you.
Okay, tell me this. Who's Lucian?
Now, I've heard of places like this. When my dad and I were running, we heard about a community, that it was sort of a safe place.
There's no such thing as safe places.
But there is. People that don't believe don't get bothered. Places like this are full of... what I mean is, the Dark isn't coming here. He doesn't see them as a threat.
Maybe we should stay then.
No, we're not staying. My son's out there. I'm gonna find him with or without you, Mike.
Oh, calm down, Peter. I said I was with you, and I'm with you.
Yeah, me too.
Hey.
So what is this place?
Oh, it's paradise.
It's a community. Some sort of ramshackle town.
Are you safe?
For now. I know you're hungry. They gave us some food. Come on, I'll show you where it is.
Lucian will see you now.
Finally.
Just him.
No, there's no way he's going without me.
Why?
I'll be okay.
Peter, we cannot trust these people.
Listen to me. You don't have a choice, okay? I gotta get some answers.
How long have you guys been here?
Does it matter? We find a place to live and we live there.
In hiding?
More like surviving. This way.
So how does Lucian know about me and my son?
Look, Lucian knows a lot of things. She wants to tell you, she will. It's not my place to do that. Go on, you don't want to keep Lucian waiting.
Peter, please, come in. Sit down. I'm sure you have many questions. We will get to them all. But first, please, sit. You don't need to worry. It's just water. We're not going to harm you. I have to admit, thought you would have come a long time ago.
Really?
Peter, I know who you are. And I know who the Dark is.
Well, everyone knows who the Dark is. I didn't think you believed in that type of thing.
You mean the Antichrist?
Oh, Peter, I assure you that I and many like me believe in the Antichrist. What we don't believe in, however, is that there's a savior coming at the end of all of this. This is our world now, like it or not.
So you do believe in something?
Of course. What's the point of living if you don't believe in anything? We just don't believe in what you believe in. I know you're a pastor, and I have to think that it's your intention to talk to me, talk to my followers, get them to see your faith. That's what a pastor does, no?
I don't know, some, maybe.
Maybe something's different. Maybe you don't believe like you once did.
Listen, none of this really even matters. You say you know about me and you know about my son. How?
Like I said, I know the dark.
Stop talking in riddles and tell me why he has my son.
The dark doesn't want Daniel, Peter.
If the dark doesn't want Daniel, then what does he want?
He wants you, Peter.
Jer? Jeremy? Where? Jer? What are you doing?
It started.
I always thought horses to be the most beautiful creatures on earth. And believe me, there are many creatures that I'd prefer to not have a place at all. But there's just something about horses. There's a reason that horses have been so highly regarded and worshipped through time. They've been mentioned in all eras of history, in many different ways. Have you ever heard of the four mares of Diomedes? In ancient Greece, they were regarded as crazed and man-eating horses by Diomedes. It was said they were in equal part insane and ruthless in battle. Perhaps you have heard of the four horses of the apocalypse. Let's see, what were they called? Ah, right. Conquest, war, famine, and death, I believe. But was it horses or horsemen? Either way, you see where I'm getting at. See, horses throughout history have been seen in many different ways. Good, bad, evil, what have you. But it's the same animal. Now I ask you, how can the same animal mean so many different things, sometimes complete opposites, to so many different people? Don't worry, my boy. It's a rhetorical question. The answer is simple. The same animal can mean different things because humans throughout the ages have decided what to believe, have decided how to see that animal. It's like me. People have decided how to see me throughout history. You have been taught to see me a certain way, based on your beliefs. And you made that choice with no real knowledge of me or who I really am. Look around you, Daniel. Look at all this beauty. If I was the evil one that you were made to believe I am, would I allow all that beauty to remain. Would I permit this magical creature to live in your world for your pleasure? Before you make a decision about me, find out who I really am, as opposed to who you've been taught to believe that I am. Think, Daniel. Think.
So she says it's you the Dark is after, then why did he take Daniel?
I don't know, man. I'm just trying to process all this. It's pretty obvious.
Fate.
Exactly. The Dark's had Daniel this entire time.
Yeah, but why you?
I don't know.
What she didn't say?
All she said was, the Dark didn't want Daniel. He wanted me.
Yeah, but if the Dark wants you, maybe we need to go somewhere else and not head towards him.
I don't care what the Dark wants. I just care about what he has. My son.
So nothing changes now. You leave tomorrow, stay the course.
She's not going to let you do that. She's not going to just let you leave.
Why not?
Because Lucy keeps us safe. Lucian gives Dark what he wants. In turn, he leaves us alone.
She's gonna turn us in.
My guess? They're already on their way here.
So we need to get out of here.
Thane, I don't know you. I don't know anything about you, but something's telling me this isn't you. You're not that guy.
You're right. You don't know anything about me.
No. No, but God does.
God? There is no God, lady. You think God would let things get this way?
Yes, there is. And I know the guy pointing that gun at us does not want to shoot us. Dane, do you have a family?
I did. They're all gone. A wife? My two little girls.
Do you think they'd ever imagine that their husband, that their dad, would be pointing a gun at us?
Things are different now.
It doesn't have to be like this.
Thane, we're just telling you what we believe.
I don't care what you believe. Don't you get that? Lucian tells us what to believe. And that's what we do.
So you're just gonna shoot him?
I don't know! Everybody just shut up!
I get it.
What?
I get it. You lost your wife and your kids. And you're wondering why God would let something like that happen. Get it, because I'm wondering the same thing. Let me ask you a question. If you knew your wife and kids were still out there, would you do anything you could to go get them? Huh? My son Daniel, he's out there. He's out there, and the only thing that's keeping me from getting to him is you. Are you gonna stop me from getting my son? Because if you do, I'm telling you right now, you're gonna have to kill me, okay? What are you gonna do, Thane, huh? You gonna shoot me? You gonna shoot all of us? Because that is exactly what you're gonna have to do. Let's go.
I'll never make it that way.
What?
Follow me.
How old were your girls?
Julie was 8. My little Lizzie was 6.
I'm sure they were beautiful.
How do we know he's not leading us into a trap?
I don't think he is.
We don't know for sure, Peter.
No, we don't.
Then why are we following him?
We don't have a choice. Come on.
All right, look. The sun's gonna be down in a couple hours. You guys need to head to that forest in the north. If Lucian finds out you guys are gone and you're still close, she will find you.
Why are you helping us?
Anything.
What?
You asked me earlier what I would do if my wife and daughter were still out there. I'd do anything. That's why you need to go. You need to get your son.
What about Lucian? You know what she's gonna do when she finds out that you helped us?
Don't worry about Lucian. I'll take care of her. This has to stop. This trading one life for another, this has to stop.
Bane, you should come with us.
Yes, please. I don't know where we're going, but it has to be better than this.
It's too late for me. You guys need to go. Go.
It's never too late, Bane.
Find him.
Thank you.
Good luck, boss.
Where are they, Thane?
They're gone.
Tell me where they went. I trusted you, Thane. I thought you were loyal.
Forgive me.
I can't this time.
I wasn't talking to you.
Activate the field.
Hear that?
What?
I don't know. I don't like the sound of it.
All I know is we have to get as far away from Peter and them as we can.
What? Why? All right, what's going on? What did you mean back there when you said it started? All right, you sound crazy, Jer. Talk to me.
I don't know, Blake. Fuck, don't you get it? I don't know what's going on. All I know is he's in my head. Somehow he's in there. And I can't get him out. I don't know what he did to me. It's like he can see through my eyes. He knows where I am. What I'm thinking, he knows everything.
Jeremy.
No, you need to go while we can. You need to get out.
I'm not going anywhere.
No, he's gonna kill you, Blake. He's gonna probably have me kill you.
Jeremy, you would never do...
I do it if he tells me to. I'll do it.
All right, look, let's just calm down, all right? Let's just go...
I'm sorry, Blake.
Jeremy!
You told us you had him.
We did.
And now you don't.
That's correct.
You did. Now you don't. You know, you got it pretty good here, if you ask me. We'll leave you alone. Nobody gets hurt. Doesn't get much better than that these days. If I were you, I'd thank my lucky stars for that. But then you go, and you do this. You lose the very people he wants more than anyone.
They've been taken care of. They didn't make it across my field.
You see, now that's not helping your case any. He wanted them alive. At least Braxton. Now I... No, I have nothing to bring back to him. And that isn't good for me. Which means it is not good for you.
No!
It's too bad. I kind of liked you.
Mike! Hey, Mike! Hey, it's okay. It's Peter. It's me.
Peter.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. What happened?
Listen, I don't know. Okay, the bombs went off. I opened my eyes and they're gone.
Is everyone all right?
Yeah. Yeah, you?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Look
at me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, we gotta get out of here, man. Let's go.
Hey, guess what I found?
You doing okay?
Yeah.
I'm not worried about you.
You guys all right? Hey, here, I need to talk with you.
Yeah. Okay.
Just,
yeah. Come up with me.
Catch up with us.
Mike's okay.
And besides the fact that he just got blown up?
No, I mean, something in his eyes.
Sometimes people see ghosts, Jen.
You're saying he saw a ghost?
Yes, I am. I just don't know whose ghost it was.
Listen, we're gonna have to find more weapons. We can't just go up to the dark without anything to defend ourselves with.
Okay. All right, so what do you want me to do?
I know a guy.
What do you mean you know a guy?
Listen, I have an idea. An
I need you to trust me.
Mike, I don't...
No, listen. It's gonna look really bad, but I need you to stay with me on it. All right, no matter what happens. Okay. I need you to trust me completely. All right.
Okay.
Hey, Jen? Can I talk to you for a minute?
Mike has a plan.
You didn't say grace. I'm just kidding, Danny. I go ahead and eat. I call you Danny.
But that's what my
parents call you. I know. Just go ahead, continue eating. I know you're famished. Go ahead and ask. I know there's something on your mind, so ask. Ask me anything. Don't be shy.
I've been here a long time.
Yes.
Down in that dirty room.
Mm-hmm.
Why did I just meet you a little while ago? Why did you show me the horse? Why this food?
Slow down. One question at a time, Daddy. You have only now met me because you weren't ready. You weren't ready to be open-minded about me, about who I am. You needed time.
The horse?
I know you like horses. Did you like my horse? Food. I know by now you must be tired of whatever they're feeding you down there. So I thought it was time to treat you to something a bit more special.
Why now?
Time is near. You need to build up your strength.
Strength for what?
For what's ahead.
What's ahead?
Look around you, Danny. Look at all this opulence. This all can be yours. No more dingy cell in the basement. No more bugs and rats in your bed. No more mush and bread for every meal. It doesn't have to be like that ever again. You're old enough now to make a choice.
Choice between what?
Simply put, between nothing and everything. And believe me, everything is much better.
Good a place as any to hang out.
All right, so you want to give us an idea of what you're planning to do?
No. All right, Jen, you're coming with me. You two, you're gonna stay here, and you're gonna wait. You're gonna trust me. You're not gonna follow. I've got one shot at this. You can't risk screwing this up.
One shot at what?
At making this work. Ready?
I don't feel good about this.
Okay. Whatever happens in here, I cannot stress this enough. Just go with it. Trust me. Let me do all the talking.
here to see Carlos. Tell him Mike's here with his payment.
Look what the cat dragged in. Mike Swain. Or should I say swine? Man, you got a lot of nerve coming here.
Carlos? I know that last time.
You know you owe me a lot of money, swine.
You need to work on your social skills, Carlos.
Look at this guy, cracking jokes. That's about right. You were always kind of stupid, Mikey. But you a special kind of stupid, coming up in here after everything.
After I took off without paying you last time, I know. I didn't have it, Carlos. What do you want me to do? Sorry. But?
But what?
But?
But now you do. You got my money, Mikey?
Now I have something better. Huh? What do you think?
What do I think?
Can't tell me she's not worth every penny that I owe you. A lot more if you ask me.
I didn't ask you. But, I don't know, Mikey. The market's been kind of slow for skinny.
Wait, what's he talking about?
But yeah, I can make a nice little penny with this one. All right, Mikey, you got a deal. Your debt's clear.
Hang on there, Carlos. You and I both know she's worth a lot more than what I owe you.
Hold on, man, you want a bargain now? How about I just put a bullet in your head and take the girl anyway?
Look, Carlos, you're a businessman. I'm a businessman. We are making a business deal. Quick and easy, then I'm out of your hair and you can still make something off of this one.
What do you want, Mikey? And don't get greedy.
Oh, let's see. 3 automatics, enough ammo, if you know what I mean. A few grenades, and that'll do.
Springfield St. AR. Red dot optics, 30 round mag, 223 ammo. 40 clips, 30 rounds per clip. M67 fragmentation grenades, US Army issued, steel body, full of grade B explosives. So, we got a deal? The girl for the guns.
Wait, what?
And my debt's paid.
All right. Yeah, Mike. Your debt's paid. We good.
Taking this too. It's been a pleasure, Carlos. Always good to see you.
Wait, Mike. Please.
Enjoy your
stop,
purchase.
Please, don't leave me. Mike, please don't leave. Mike, please stop. Get off me.
You're a feisty woman. I like that.
Next time on The Dark.
All I can think about is getting Daniel back.
You do still believe that, right?
Damn it!
That was your plan, to trade Jennifer for guns?
Kinda.
What were you thinking?
Tell me where she is and you don't have to get hurt.
Carlos liked her, so he
took her to the auction himself.
It's simple, honey, we're currency. They come in, take us, sell us to the highest bidder.
Somebody help us! Hey!
Yes, this world sucks right now. I tried to warn you before we left, okay? It's filled with horrible people doing horrible things.
All of this is real. And heaven isn't real, honey. But the things that are real aren't bad.
What? Trade the girl for the guns and come back and save her or something?
Something like that, yeah.